Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. What I want to do is to broach the question of if we are going to use straw for industrial purposes, what implication does it have on soil quality and wheat production? And I'm using two different studies to approach this particular question. The first one is I rely on the some long-term studies that we have at the research farm where I'm located. They started in 1958, and there's a series of nine different crop rotations. And of interest is those two particular rotations where they're fertilized, but in one case, the straw has been baled every year since 1958, and I'm reporting the data after 50 years. And this is where Indian Head is located. We're just on the transition between the dark brown and the thin black soil zone. And when we look at organic carbon in tons per hectare, we see that after 50 years of baling straw, it had no effect on our organic carbon. And when we look at organic nitrogen as well, it had no effect on organic nitrogen. That's soil organic nitrogen. If we look at grain yields, of course, because it's a fallow wheat-wheat rotation, the fallow yields, again, there is no difference between the two systems, and also the same with the stubble system. And if we look at grain protein, which is also another very good indicator, you'll see that grain protein in spring wheat was not different under fallow, whether we removed the straw or retained the straw, and the same under stubble conditions. So the question is, why did straw removal not impact soil quality and productivity after 50 years? And our hypothesis is that maybe straw removal with baling is probably much less than what is sort of expected. So we set up a series of studies over a four-year period, in this case using spring wheat, to actually try to measure how much straw we're actually removing through the baling operation using two different harvest management systems. The first one, we looked at swathing, harvesting, and then baling. And the second one, we looked at straight harvesting and then baling. And if we looked at straw removed with baling using the different harvest management systems, the percent amount of straw, which would be above ground matter other than grain, we only averaged about 34%. So we feel that that is one of the reasons why we haven't seen the effects on productivity, on wheat yields, grain protein, and as well soil organic carbon and nitrogen. So in conclusion, baling removes only a small proportion of total above ground crop residues, and the long-term impacts of straw removal are minimal when combined with direct seeding and proper fertilizer management. And periodic removal of straw, in this case 66% or less of the time, on medium to heavy textured soils, which is the type of soils we were dealing with, will not lead to a loss in soil quality and crop production. So the implication is that for those conditions that I have described, it is possible to use straw for the production of industrial products without endangering the long-term productivity of soils for the geographical location and soil conditions described above. In the previous presentation, there was concern about erosion. In this case, we're dealing with more or less level landscape. But I feel that as long as you're not removing or baling residues every year, that erosion potential is still very low for the most part. So it's hopefully we got yourself back on time here. The straw, on average, we were at about 10 centimeters, four to five inches. In the real world, producers tend to cut higher, probably 8 or 10 and sometimes 12 inches, so that means that there's even less residues that are going to be available. If you're in drier areas of Western Canada, and after you've processed the straw through, let's say, an axial flow combine, there's a tremendous amount of grinding of the residues, so the removal would be a lot lower. So just to follow up on your question, if we are going to set up cellulosic ethanol plants in areas where they produce small grains, you have to take into consideration how much straw is actually available. And so your area from which you'll have to source may be a lot greater. And then there's also competition for the residues for the livestock industry as well. Yes? Since 1991, this study has been in no-till, yes.
And do you have any idea what the historic carbon level was in these soils prior to agriculture?
The study was started way before I got there, and they had not archived soil samples. But I know that from native prairie soils in the region, it was on the order of about 6.5 to 7% organic matter. Four. And we're increasing now with these new systems.
I had a question in regards to soil quality. Have you looked at like soil physical or chemical carbon sequestration?
Yes, these are all being measured as well. Of course, we measured it in this particular study, but yes, they are being evaluated.
So how much straw removal would you recommend for off-farm uses, for expanded uses?
Well, we feel that as long as you're not removing more than 40%, 66% of the time, most of the rotations in the area involve a cereal, oilseed, cereal, pulse crop. So if you were to remove during the cereal year, that's only 50% of the time, and then you'd only be removing a fraction of that. So I don't think that there's large implications in terms of straw removal on soil organic carbon.
Any other question? Well, let's thank the other speaker.